Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, brought to you by Breeden RV Center. Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, a no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always home of the free maintenance for life.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman. Got that award right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime easy drinking occasion.
Guys, I've been listening to y'all since this show aired.
Just wanted to tell Ty, I appreciate how much you know about the Razorbacks. I mean, you're very knowledgeable for as young as you are.
There are people that have saved up all year and done whatever it took just to get a ticket, just to get a glimpse at the Razorback.
Got my keg in the freezer. We're ready to get this thing rolling and go home, baby.
Christian Franklin has a career-high best six runs last night. And you wonder, Tommy, how this team was going to respond coming off a big-time emotional series win, big-time really emotional Sunday win in Oxford, Mississippi, against a top three opponent, gave them the outright lead in the SEC West. Well, 12-4 is what you ended up last night.
Yeah, and Franklin goes 3-4 at the plate. You mentioned those six RBIs that he drove in and walked one. You know, that other at bat was a walk as well. So Arkansas got out early, scored two runs in the first, two in the second, and never really looked back. Gave up three runs in the eighth to go with a single run they'd given up to UAPB in the fifth inning. But I saw the highlights of the post-game comments after the game on hitthatline.com, and Dave was talking about adjusting to the velocity, the slower velocity of the starting pitching for UAPB, as Joel Barker was an off-speed pitcher, went six innings, and he was the one that gave up six earned runs in those six innings.
I think it can be difficult when you see such superior pitching in the Southeastern Conference and then to transition to a midweek game. That's why sometimes you've seen Arkansas struggle. It's not because the talent or coaching. I mean, you just have to adjust so quickly,
yeah,
right?
No, absolutely.
I've never played baseball growing up, but from friends I've talked to who grew up playing either like Legion ball or high school ball or some even college ball, it's hard to go from 90-something miles an hour, Tommy, to 70s and 80s.
Well,
not consistent.
And I don't know what the velocities, what the velos were on these guys last night, but you know, that Pine Bluff is a 2-20 record right now, and the starting pitching last night had a, you know, and last night didn't help either. 12.38 ERA and a 14.90 ERA with the first two guys in, second guy in last minute. Three of their four pitchers had double digit ERAs last night. So I mean,
when you get into
these smaller schools and in a conference like the SWAC, that they have to make choices. They've got X number of dollars. Well, they generally invest that in their football program or their basketball program or some kind of, the baseball program doesn't get the resources. And, you know, I don't think UAPB, UA Pine Bluff, has ever been known as a baseball powerhouse. And I think this is a year that's a struggle for them.
Recruiting news for you this morning. Quincy McAdoo out of Clarendon has decommitted from Florida State. He told Hogbeat that he's going to try and attend the Razorback spring game. Four-star recruit, I think the third highest rated player in the state of Arkansas, according to Rivals in 2022. Someone to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
This upcoming year.
Tomorrow will be Recruiting Thursday. Something to ask Richard about. I know there's a lot of recruits coming in for the red-white game this weekend, or a little more than a dozen at least coming in. So this would be a guy you'd like to get to campus, be able to When those opportunities open up, you want to first get him on a Zoom, and I'm sure they've made those introductions and already done that and went through the process already, but get him on campus. Let's see if you can get this guy a little more interested and committed to what's going on in Fayetteville.
The ESPN FPI came out recently, and Arkansas's 29th in ESPN's preseason football power index, and the formula rated Arkansas as the toughest schedule in college football for the second consecutive season.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise. I mean, A, it's playing in the West, playing Alabama, playing A&M, playing LSU. Auburn. I don't know how good Auburn's going to be this year, but, you know, generally a name you'd throw up there in that conversation. So that, and then, you know, last year you were supposed to have had Notre Dame on the schedule. That fell apart because of COVID. Ty, you get Texas in here this year, and Texas is going to be a top 25 program. So, you know, you had a couple of years there with Chad Morris where you kind of escaped and avoided a Power 5 school in your non-conference schedule. Well, you don't have that luxury anymore. So the schedule just doesn't have any breaks. And then on top of that, oh, by the way, you get to play Georgia again. So, you know, yeehaw.
Y'all tell me if I'm wrong about this. I think the toughest stretch that Arkansas faces in the schedule of the season is Texas A&M, at Georgia, at Ole Miss, and against Auburn. I got a little double check, and their bye's on Halloween this year. I got to double check and see what that is. But I mean, if you look at the schedule, to me, yeah, the bye week's after UAPB. I think that's clearly the toughest part. Again, against Texas A&M and Jerry World, at Georgia, at Ole Miss, and then you get Auburn back at home. I don't think there's a tougher four-game stretch on Arkansas' schedule.
No,
to be honest, by a mile.
You know, if you want to narrow it down, I'll just for the sake of conversation, Mississippi State, LSU, Bama, isn't going to be an easy road either. You know, that's after the bye week. You get Missouri at the end, but
and that's why I looked at that schedule or that portion being because you do get that bye week in between those last four games, and I think
LSU and Bama back to back, both on the road.
I still think that four-game stretch of before is tougher.
Well, and we'll have to see how good LSU is. We know how good Bama is likely to be. You get Mississippi State at home. Just the fact that you got to play both of those on the road, I would lean that direction early. But, you know, LSU's under a lot of pressure. That game right there at LSU, if Arkansas goes down and wins that game, it's hard to think about Ed Orgeron being fired. But that could be a situation where his job could potentially be on the line in that Arkansas game.
What's the latest on that? I've been trying to pay attention.
Latest on Ed?
Just the whole LSU debacle. Well,
He's replaced his whole staff. I mean, it's do or die.
The off the field stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I was just talking about, you know, there's just the pressure to.
I know the pressure's on them. The
pressure's
field.
Always on at LSU, but now that you've disassembled and put back together an entire staff, there's no one left to blame. So Ed's got to win now.
Yeah, and I don't.
I'm just saying losing to Arkansas will not set well. If they've lost two or three games, Arkansas is their fourth or fifth loss at that point. That could be a very meaningful game for the LSU staff.
Couple more headlines for you this morning, including some food ones coming up. USA Today has Moses Moody going 12th overall to the Indiana Pacers. Do you have a specific team that you'd like to see? I mean, selfishly, I'd love to see him on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Do you have a team that or a coach that you'd like him to play for at the next level?
Not really, because I'm not a I'm the least attentive to the NBA in this room right now, and probably fall in line with I think a lot of our older listeners that don't pay attention to the NBA a lot. So to me, I'd like to see him, if it can't be Oklahoma City, let's be at a high profile place like the Lakers. Let's be at a high profile place that is going to get you some attention and put you around some good players. Mm-hmm. Golden State, somewhere like that.
Play for old Steve Kerr.
Right. Only problem with playing for a West Coast team is you got to stay up late to watch the guy then.
Play with Steph, and then when Klay Thompson comes back, though, because they need some more shooting. They can always use more shooting down at Golden State. Just another splash, brother. All right, this Mark Wahlberg thing, he's going to play a role in the upcoming movie Father Stew, boxer turned priest.
Okay.
He's had a workout regimen for the longest time where he wakes up really early, eats really well. Now he's going to plan on gaining 30.
I do one of those two.
Yeah. He's going to plan, Tommy, on gaining 30 pounds in 6 weeks, eating KFC, Denny's, and drinking 6 packs of beer. Now that just sounds like the life.
Have you had
that new KFC sandwich yet?
I have not.
I haven't either.
If you were put in a professional work situation where you agreed to gain 30 pounds temporarily to fill a role or something, how would you want, what would be, I'm guessing pizza would be the way you would want to do
pizza.
It.
Pizza. Pizza naturalized.
Pizza 3 times a day or something. So, yeah, I mean, KFC and Denny's might not be my first two choices of fattening up, but I think they will work. So
I think he can find something there that will put some.
All he's got to do is just quit working out, and then he'll probably be well on his way.
Speaking of eating, y'all, this morning, I need some help out from our Morning Rush listeners this morning. There was a recent article, and I'm forgetting the source, but someone is paying $500. I don't know if it was a game or over the course of a month or so to go to different MLB stadiums and try the different hot dogs.
Yeah, I got an email about
rank
this.
Rank the bun, rank the dog, rank the
So I was reading this email they sent us. It's one of the, we get behind the curtain here a little bit. We get emails every day from people wanting to hawk a book, pitch a YouTube channel, something where they're offering us a free segment to come on. Somebody wanted to come on the show and talk about this, and we've been in the midst of March Madness and a ton of other stuff that just didn't have time for. But the way I read it, Ty, is they're going to pick someone to go to each Major League Baseball park, and they're going to give you $500 in your expenses to go review, taste, and give your thoughts on the hot dog at a ballpark.
Sounds like
you don't get to go to all of them. You get to go to one of them.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess 31 people are going to be chosen ones for hot dog taste testing.
Okay.
Hot dog! Hot dog!
All right, you know where that? Oh, at Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, you know that. I just typed in hot dog song morning, and I assumed you might know the source.
Yes.
Sounds like you do.
Well, when you have youngins, and mine aren't young anymore, that was, I don't even know if that's still in now, but when my two that are now 9 and 11 were 3 and 5. Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Yeah. The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse,
baby. You do know the course about that.
God almighty.
The hot dog conversation needs some help this morning, y'all. The loser of our fantasy football league has to eat 75 hot dogs over the course of the week. It's the Joey Chestnut Hot Dog Challenge. He started already.
Glad I'm not on y'all's league.
He's a little man. He's about 140 pounds, 5'5", really small, really just angry little man. We love riling him up because he just gets so mad all the time.
Sounds like you.
I'm
easily riled.
Cool, calm, and collected.
SmackDown's over here shaking his head. Yes. Yes.
Cool, calm, and collected 24/7. Mm-hmm. And he's done, so far, y'all, he's got 25 down. He's done it with spinach. He's done them plain, just dog by itself. And he's done it with Doritos.
I thought it had to be dog and bun.
Just dog. Just dog. So this morning, y'all too, anyone else that wants to help me out, what?
And you got how many days to do it?
Seven.
Seven days.
25 deep.
So you're 11, you're not quite 11 hot dogs in each day.
So how else should he consume these hot dogs? And he's told us, and again, I think it helps, it hurts that he's such a small guy and his metabolism and body is going to be affected much more adversely than one of us being bigger dudes. So how else should he go about eating these hot dogs?
If you don't have to have bun, I go no bun. Absolutely go no bun. So then you got to find your favorite, to me, dippings. You got to treat them less like a hot dog and more like, you know, some kind of smoked sausage or something you'd take off the grill.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I might even go that direction just to make it easier to stomach. But a good spicy mustard or something that you're going to have to get going there. But did either one of y'all get your mom fix you mac and cheese with the hot dogs cut up in it?
I've done that.
Man, I was raised on that.
She tried to. Wouldn't eat it.
Oh, you won't. Yeah, you're not a mac and cheese guy. You're the one.
My brother loved it.
We had that all the time as kids.
Absolutely.
I was raised on that and then sauerkraut and hot dogs. We had sauerkraut and hot dogs all the time at my grandmother's. So that'd be two of the ways I'd start.
Okay.
Nobody else in my house likes sauerkraut,
though. Mac and cheese, hot dogs, sauerkraut.
Corn dog probably be the easiest one for me.
Corn dog? Okay.
Corn dog's good. Corn dog count in y'all's contest?
It does, okay. Yes. Y'all tell me if you like this. Chili dog pizza.
Chili dog pizza.
I haven't had it yet, but I want to try it.
I'll try it.
I went through a list of recipes, and y'all can text.
I've never heard of chili dog pizza.
Never? No. All right, you can text in 877-377-69.
I'm not sure you didn't just make it up.
Well, I haven't ate pizza. I'm like, you know what would be really good? Put a hot dog on it.
And chili.
You got experience. Just chili dog itself. Absolutely. Feel like just add flavor. Pigs in a blanket.
Love them.
Of course.
Yeah. We get on that. I can eat. You know the Sister Schubert pans? Mm-hmm. I can eat a full one of those by myself. In fact, I typically, around Christmas and Thanksgiving, I always tell my parents, I was like, y'all make sure to get an extra one or two of those because I'll go.
Yeah, they sell a bag. I bought some for Easter. They sell a bag at Sam's. You get like 40 of them for $8 or something. So,
Eric replies in on Facebook. He says, baked beans and hot dogs.
All right.
Have you all ever done that?
That's beanie weenies, right?
I can do that.
Okay.
And wouldn't that be beanie weenies?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Eric says in Greenwood says a hot dog with peanut butter on it's great. I've never experienced that.
I've heard of it, never tried it.
Okay. William and Jonesboro asked the question, how are we making sure the hot dog count is accurate? That's William, he question. Has to video every single dog he eats. Because we don't trust him with the 10-foot pole. And so
You watching each one of these? So you got 75 videos to watch now?
He has sent us like a 5-minute video where he eats five. He hasn't been doing so much single videos. Mm. He's been sending the videos multiple. So, Chili Mac with cut up hot dogs. Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, that's what.
Whatever. Brandon Paris says he should make a chili dog smoothie. Blend up the hot dog bun and chili. Would you guys eat that?
Nope.
No.
You wouldn't eat that, even though it's.
I think that's what it becomes once you've eaten it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's chili dog smoothie.
What about like
down deep in your gut?
An Auntie Anne's pretzel dog. I haven't had one of those in years.
Those are fantastic.
They're unbelievable.
When I first met Laura, she was working at Auntie Anne's.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And one of her favorite stories, though, or one of the things we laugh about is, you know, they had the Parmesan herb deal. And some lady walks in. She's at the one at the Walmart. It's 20 years ago, 21 years ago. I want that Parmesan herb.
Parmesan.
Huh? Parmesan.
Parmesan herb.
Give me the Parmesan herb.
How much free food did you get for
Do you want the
Laura?
Philip McDon too?
That. Philip McDon. Yeah. How much free food did you.
She didn't work there long after that, but enough to know that she didn't need to stay there long. Too many carbs.
Mm-hmm. Cheese dip. Can y'all get with cheese dip on a hot dog?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Last time I think that we had a game day at your house, you made hot dogs, and I just dumped that meat cheese dip all over.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I guess, yeah, when you put it like
a
that,
cheese
maybe.
Dog, yeah.
Casserole. Have you guys ever had like a hot dog casserole? No.
Nope.
What about cheddar corn dog muffins?
Never had,
in, like
nope.
cornbread. You done that before?
Nah, I've never done that.
These are some of these I've had, some of these I haven't.
Yeah.
One of my stepmom's favorite recipe that she's made before is spaghetti pie. And I saw a recipe for hot dog pie. That's something
I think we're just making stuff up at this point.
Now we're just getting
way out in the in the weeds of Google.
Delish and Delish will like have these different recipes.
Yeah,
blend them up. Someone on our YouTube, Tommy says, blend 20 of them and get it over with. I don't know if I could eat them like that. That sounds.
You need texture with them.
Yeah, I think you just got to. If you got to do 11 a day for a week, get a little break at the end. You just got to do them three at a time.
Which coach?
Three, four at a time. Boom, boom, boom. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
This might be an easy answer. Between Pittman, Van Horn, and Muss, which coach do you think could eat the most hot dogs?
Muss.
Say Muss over Pittman?
Absolutely. Muss could run it off, too. Yeah, he wouldn't lose. The little guys always win these contests. It's not the big guys.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, it's the little guys.
You'd go Muss too over Pittman?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you
threw Neighbors in there, then that might be a better discussion. Mm-hmm. I think Neighbors would be a sneaky choice too.
So do you think Neighbors would beat Muss?
No, I'd probably still go Muss, but it wouldn't be so clear cut.
don't know, man. I don't know when the last time I say that he was scarfing down pizza when he was talking to us at the NCAA tournament. He doesn't look like a guy that eats a lot of unhealthy food.
No, and he probably runs and bikes a lot every day, as we know. The last time we talked to him on the show, he was on a stationary bike while conversing with us.
I don't know how he does that. When you guys work out, do you ever... I listen to music when I run. I run my mile and a half or 2 miles before I work out. Do you guys ever try and read or do something? He can't.
How do you read on a treadmill?
He does that, man. I don't understand how he does that or talks to us. That's a talent in itself.
Yeah. He's the man that is truly built different more than anything.
Yeah, no question. So, any other hot dog recipes we need to approve of or disapprove before we move
on? Ryan wants to know if we put canned chili or homemade chili on our hot dogs.
Homemade. We need a Hormel chili.
Hormel's, emergency only chili.
William Jonesboro wants to send us his
Concession stand chili.
Exactly. His wife's spicy hot dog casserole. I'll try that. Right. William, send that in. We'll take it.
All right, we got a lot to get to. What's your beef Wednesday? What are you beefing about today? We're going to get to that later in the show. It's brought to you by The Fence Man. From large commercial jobs to small residential repairs, whether it's a wood privacy fence, vinyl fencing, commercial or residential chain link, anything involving a fence, even custom wrought iron installations, The Fence Man does it. 782-3936. That's 479-782-3936. For The Fence Man, he ain't afraid of no work.
Nate was joking with me earlier on our text line. Tommy says anyone that wants a hot dog at 6:05 a.m. shouldn't complain about the food at an all-inclusive resort.
this is true.
I've never had the opinion that just because of food is not quote unquote meant to be eaten at a certain time, that doesn't mean it's not good at a certain time. That's where I stand on that. But so you think Musk can eat the most hot dogs if given the opportunity to go up against the other coaches? It is good that you've reportedly locked him down confirmed from Whole Hog Sports and of Jeff Goodman. I think some others have gotten this as well. Asked Clay yesterday how they went about doing the FIOA. And I've had people playing basketball yesterday, both in the afternoon and night, were asking me, hey, what's the deal with this contract situation? And until we actually see the facts and figures of that, we can only speculate to this point. But 5 years... around $4 million a year.
$20 million over 5 years.
That's what's being reported.
I would not be surprised if the first year's, $3.5 million, $3.7 million, and then the latter years are, noticeably over $4 million, and it averages out to a new five-year deal for about $20 million. That's kind of how I would see it, with bonuses and escalators in there that could probably get the thing up to, 22, 20, and I'm sure, here's the thing, you make a Final Four run, you make a national championship run, you're just a few more plays from being in the Final Four this year against obviously the eventual national champion in Baylor, then you're going to rip this agreement up and do a new one. Because if he gets to a Final Four and certainly a Natty, you're starting over again on this deal. But this will have incentives built in, I'm sure, much like the last one where, hey, your team advances all the way to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, the national championship. It's bonuses, not just for him, but I'm sure for his staff as well.
We're going to talk about what's going on with Arkansas private and public schools and sports this week. And since we're bringing up that, I know Kevin Kelly, Tommy, spoke to Andy Staples about the possibility of coaching in college, and he said, just pay me $100,000 a win.
Yeah.
I like the incentives that Hunter has put, and I know it's not just him, but his whole staff has put in these contracts where you earn more, and there's a lot of trust that, hey, if you win these games, you're going to benefit from that. And I would expect, as you're talking about these facts and figures, you'll see those numbers go up with more postseason success for Eric Musselman.
I wish the buyout situation would go down if you don't win enough. There ought to be tiers to your buyout. You get less money if you're fired based on losing, particularly in football. I mean, Chad Morris gets 70% of his contract, roughly. And he got fired because he didn't do his job very well. I wish there was a way to do that, but agents and coaches are going to resist that as long as they can.
Yeah, you can figure it out. past the...
Well, you got to get, you know, you got to get someone to agree to do it, too. You got to get a coach to agree to do it.
And now, a word from our sponsor. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. Plus, it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I want to tell you about the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They come in spicy pineapple, cucumber lime, and peach pear. They're light and refreshing and are made with zero sugar. The new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers.
Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
You can explain these in layman's and treetop terms. Bill 1097 is set to be voted on Thursday, I think is what it is.
Okay.
It's going to force the Arkansas Activities Association to separate public and private schools in athletic competition. Is this a good idea?
I never think it's a good idea when state or federal government get involved in decisions involving how the Arkansas Activities Association or the local school district or any of these things should run. So, again, I start there that I don't think the state legislature should be getting involved in how they have a very well-abled governing body that's made up and voted on their rules by institutions within our state, the public school and private school institutions. So, first of all, I don't think the state legislature needs to wade into this, but I get why it's happening. There are, and not all private schools are created equal. That's the other thing. People want to just lump all of them in and think every one of them is like Pulaski Academy or Little Rock Christian or Shiloh Christian. Those are the ones because they win in football that people get upset about and wave the flag and make the claim of unfair recruiting advantages because they have a boundaryless district. There's been a multiplier, you know, that they've worked at from a multiplier standpoint for a number of years.
Because LRCA is a 4A school on traditional level, but they compete at the 5A level.
Right, because you basically get bumped up a class or two based on the multiplier.
Which is what?
I believe it is 1.75, but don't hold me to that.
Okay.
So for every student you have or a public school has, your students count for more because of the lack of a district boundary that you have to operate within. I think a lot of private schools that draw the attention of a lot of fans that are upset with some of these advantages, and it's a handful, let's just be honest. Those particular schools, PA, Shiloh, I don't think they would have any problem, particularly PA, competing and signing up to, hey, we'll play at a higher classification. We think we can compete. We think our program's good enough. That always has seemed to be their attitude and their MO about it. So I think with the direction they're going, based on your performance and based on the fact that Pulaski Academy's won how many of the last 5A state titles in football? Five of the last six, four of the last five, something like that.
Did have that one loss, Little Rock Christian.
Right. I mean, but they've been a dominant team in that classification, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they would have any problem moving up to 6A. I can't speak for Kevin Kelly.
Well, I'll tell you what he said.
But I bet Kevin Kelly would sign up because I look at his non-conference schedule and he seems to take on all comers in that.
Here's what he said in a text to Arkansas Online. Says, "Let's be dominant. Or let's be honest. Dominant is dominant regardless, and there are some teams that are just dominant. Overall, I think many teams that win a lot will look forward to change and a brand new challenge. I don't think Kevin Kelly and Pulaski Academy have ever backed down for a challenge." And I just wonder if I think going to all private school is a terrible idea. You don't have the same number of Texas or
nope.
Or the different surrounding states.
There's a huge difference between Union Christian Academy. There are a bunch of small private schools in this state that are Class A, maybe 2A schools. You know, another part of it, Harding Academy's been very dominant in their division. This is a lot about football and not as much about basketball.
It's 1,000%
exactly
about football.
So, but there are, for every Pulaski Academy, Harding Academy, Shiloh Christian, there's a Union Christian that really, you know, wishes there was a that didn't have football because their school is that small.
Or they play seven man,
play eight man for eight man football, and maybe, you know, travel to another state to even find games with schools that are small enough to put them on equal footing. So the idea that we're going to take all the private schools and just by virtue of them being private schools, lump them together is not going to create the competitive playing fields and competitive conferences that some are trying to, or at least, you know, seemingly trying to go for. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be probably a wider gap between top and bottom in that kind of setup.
Jake and Matt.
It probably dilutes the state championship for both sides. It doesn't make the private school state champion in whatever sport probably as have as much value or worth. And I think it certainly would take away from a 4A or a 5A state championship in football, knowing that, because people are always like, well, yeah, but you didn't have to play PA, or yeah, you didn't have to play Shiloh, or yeah, you didn't have to play Harding. So people, you know, it takes the value and the worth out of it from both sides.
Jagan Magazine texts in, he says, people always just find things to gripe about. Going private would be horrible. Now, one of the parts of the plan that's been introduced, Tommy, with this this new idea, the, let me make sure I say it right, the competitive, where'd it go? Go back real quick. I'm trying to find my rundown. The competitive equity factor released last week creates a system where private schools could either move up or down in classification based on their performance the past four seasons. This would differ football, basketball, baseball. You could play in different classifications for each sport.
And listen, I can't, if PA or Harding or Shiloh has a great baseball program, that maybe I'm not as plugged into that. But this is 1,000% about football.
No. Yeah.
And, I think keeping the control with the member schools, their conferences, their administrators is certainly the way to go with this. You know, you can't take Sacred Heart and put them in some kind of conference or classification with these larger
like
schools.
Sacred Heart, Union, Conway Christian,
Subiaco Academy would be another. I mean, you just
get housed.
Well, I mean, it would be a horrible situation for those schools that would, A, have to travel further and couldn't play in their local 2, 3, or 4A conference. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think back, you know, in basketball, Subiaco Academy has a great history and a great rivalry with some schools in the area, such as Ozark or Clarksville. You're gonna move them out of those conferences, and now they have to drive to Little Rock or Conway, being one of their closer games? You know, there's a lot about this that hasn't been thought through completely yet.
I am curious. I'm not as plugged into the high school circuit, particularly high school sports, as many of you all are, but it seems like that we've had a bunch of texters text in that I'm based on where they live, and maybe I'm wrong, they seem like public school, and they're not a fan of this idea at all. I can understand the amendment. Like I think the competitive equity factor is a better idea than just making a private school and public school lead, because what you brought up earlier, you nailed it. You're not the true state champion.
Nope.
You're just not.
Dilutes it. Both ways.
If you win the 5A state championship and you didn't have to play Pulaski Academy for it and they're in another division, you're not the 5A state champion, period. And Shiloh, the same way for Shiloh. You're not the 4A state, or is it 3A? 4A.
4A.
Yeah, you're not the 4A without being Shiloh.
Try the new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. The taste of sweet lemonade meets the refreshment of a hard seltzer. Original black cherry, strawberry, and peach lemonade. The new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
They just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
So SmackDown just showed me, this is from Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic. SmackDown, why don't you go and read that headline for us?
This is from The Athletic, just shared just 19 minutes ago. The NCAA is expected to approve the one-time transfer rule, which I think we all thought was coming.
We knew that was coming.
The D1 Council is expected to approve this new uniform NCAA transfer legislation this week, which will allow undergraduate athletes in all sports to move freely one time without having to sit out. Multiple people are reporting to The Athletic.
As it pertains to Arkansas sports, football, basketball, baseball, the major three, let's go over these real quick. Is that going to help Arkansas football hurt it? One-time transfer rule.
I That'd be a better question for Richard, but I would think it would help because if you're a program on the rise, and we believe Arkansas is on the rise, people want to catch your bandwagon, so to speak. So I would think for football, it would have to help at this current point.
Basketball. I think this is an easy answer.
Well, I mean, of course it's going to help, but you know, as you have players, and we know with Muss, seven, maybe eight guys are going to get any minutes. You're always going to have three or four guys that aren't, so I think it's neutral because I think Muss is going to have good players come in. I think he's also going to have guys like an Ethan Henderson that leave and go to a place like Texas A&M.
Baseball, Dave Van Horn.
Well, I mean they're not recruiting down there. They're selecting with Dave's program. So I don't even know if it does it matter. Some of the players that aren't getting time may leave. It may open that door up, but I don't know how many holes that he normally has that, hey, I need to go find someone somewhere else to fill a spot. I guess it could help, but I think you're also struggling to get playing time, particularly with this current roster configuration with so many extra players.
I know Dick Vitale initially came out and said this was, I don't know if he said ruining college sports. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he put something on Twitter. He clarified his statement. Is this going to be bad for college sports? I mentioned a little while earlier, and I think it was Bob Holt that put out the statistic. I think 23% of collegiate basketball players are in the transfer portal right now. That number's probably subject to change since I last saw that figure. But is this going to hurt or help college sports?
You know, and this is going to be an old man comment here, but it's just an indicator of the society we live in today where it's just easy when things aren't going your way to throw up your hands and quit. Now, there are situations where you've come to a school, coach has left, your position coach leaves, you know, circumstances change. But a lot of times players show up and they've been the man at their high school. They have gotten all the playing time, all the accolades, all the everything, and then they get here and it's harder. And now we just want to quit. It's just so easy to quit these days rather than drive through and overcome whatever's standing in your way. And I know that sounds like an old man comment, but I think that's just, it's an indicator of the sign of the times.
I think I have certain old man qualities about myself, like my dad's sandals and others, but here's what I'd ask. What are the extenuating circumstances that you would be okay if a player transfer? You just brought up a few.
Yeah.
And it differs player to player, situation to situation, but what would be an example that you'd say, oh, he's completely okay with transfer? Because that's where you get diluted. That's where it becomes more of a gray area than black and white. This rule is going to allow you to do it no matter what.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you really don't know your boss or an employee until you actually work together for 30 days, right? I mean, everybody's on their best behavior in a job interview. I would imagine the recruiting process is much the same way.
What did I wear to my job interview?
It's the last time I saw you in coat and tie. But, you know, just, you know, everybody's on their best behavior when they're trying to recruit a potential four-star. And then you get in and you find, well, this coach actually yells and makes us run. I didn't sign up for all these line drills, you know. I didn't sign up for actually having to go to class. I didn't sign up, you know. And that's where I think a lot of times it becomes a mismatch or it doesn't fit. So I think having a one-time transfer rule can certainly be a benefit for players, but let's not make it a two-time or a three-time.
So if when you look at this rule, and Tommy gave his opinion, if you want to give yours, you can call or text in this morning. Like Justin does, he says, I think you'll see most of it in football. Look at the players the last couple of years. I wonder where this is, you're going to find this being the most prevalent. Are you going to find it in football? Are you going to find it in basketball? Are you going to find it in baseball? Where are you going to see this percentage-wise? There's more football players than there's basketball, baseball.
Yeah.
Where are you going to see it per team, per percentage, the most effect which sport? I think that's a good question to ask as well.
Maybe we're just paying more attention, but it's already the transfer portal has affected seemingly basketball by percentage of roster more than any other sport on campus, right? Would you agree with that?
You said basketball?
Mm-hmm. Men's basketball. I mean, he overhauled the roster more or less out of the transfer portal.
I don't think
this year, and then brought in some freshmen. I think right now the only answer is Musselman and basketball.
I don't think that
I mean, it's going to hurt. I would think that Arkansas basketball is probably going to benefit from this.
Right, but you said which one's going to have the most effect. And that, the effect can be good or bad.
And I mean, so you're just central and down. So you're saying on campus at Arkansas, you think it's going to have the most. What about across the, you think basketball across the board too, not just in Fayetteville?
I think if we studied it and drilled down into the numbers, you find out there's more players that enter the portal and are wanting to transfer in basketball.
I would probably agree with
than
you.
Any other sport.
I would probably
there's just,
agree.
There's fewer positions and less minutes, and it just you go for, down the reason. It's generally always about playing time. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time we're coming for the whole damn thing.
Speaking of food and buffets, which I'm just going to blend that in the conversation, I was asked last week if I'm going to be able to attend a certain bachelor party that's going to be in Vegas for March Madness next year. And I said that's going to be contingent on what happens with the Razorbacks. But is that still the bucket list trip that we all hold higher than anything else?
I don't know if it's the highest, but one of the things I will do at some point is go to Vegas for the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament.
And just eat and drink until
you get there. Well, you want to watch basketball. You've not been to Vegas, right?
Well, I don't have any desire to go to Vegas except that weekend and maybe
right.
the
so
Super Bowl.
You've never been there, right? Mm-hmm. So you haven't walked into one of these sports books like at the Bellagio or that's my favorite because you got these big old, high-end chairs. But any of these better casinos, and you walk in and it looks like you've walked into NORAD or NASA or something. There are screens everywhere, betting screens here with all the LEDs that update the odds on and the lines on games, and you've got a gazillion TV screens everywhere. That's where I want to sit and watch every game. Probably hard to get into that time of year because I'm sure we're not the only one with the idea.
I think once everything opens back up and next year it's going to be even more packed than it was in previous years because so many more people wanted to go and then weren't able to go. I think that would just be I'll tell you, how many pounds do you fellas think you'd gain that over the course of that weekend?
I don't know.
Let's say it goes back to normal. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you fly back on Monday. I would speculate that
you gotta go on Wednesday.
Yeah, I would speculate, fellas, that I'd gain 15 pounds.
Well, if you didn't at least gain 15, you didn't do it right.
You didn't do it right, exactly.
Right.
I'm trying to think. I guess weddings are the only place that I've been to. I'm trying to think of an all-inclusive. And I know sometimes you go to a friend's place and they have unlimited food, unlimited beer because they order or cook so much and they just bought so much beer. But, I mean, that's a dangerous game you'd be playing if you'll find out, taps of beer and unlimited food.
But you'll find out it's not cheap in Vegas. Nothing is cheap nor free hardly anymore in Vegas.
Let me ask you this before we move on. What would you pay for massive TVs, unlimited food, and unlimited beers? $100 a day? Is that too much or is that
Well, I think I'd go more. Yeah, that's about the price of a Mexico all-inclusive.
Okay. What was
somewhere in there.
You do that. Okay. Well, we can, I guess, pencil it in at some point. And that is going
to
be...
I don't think you can do it in Vegas for $100, though. That'd get you to lunch.
Just lunch.
Vegas is expensive, man. It's New York, Chicago expensive anymore.
And that's contingent on what this basketball program does, if it's that much more exciting, because you want to see Arkansas featured in these games. Eric Musselman has reached an agreement to remain the Arkansas head coach, according to Whole Hog Sports. The figure that they got from a source is a new deal combined for $20 million over the next 5 years, according to someone with knowledge of the process. And again, that is courtesy of Whole Hog Sports. Want to make sure we attribute credit this morning.
You know, you get the rubber stamps on this from the chancellor and the board and the Razorback Foundation board and all of the people that are involved. But the main thing is, does Hunter Yurecek and Eric Musselman have an agreement? And it sounds like they do. And those numbers you just gave, $20 million over 5 years, around $4 million a year on average, sounds very, very believable. I would think that it probably escalates through the course of that, and you're going to see the first year or two be in the 3.7, 3.8 range, and the last years of that contract probably be in the 4.2 or 4.3 range to average it out. But the reality is you're hoping this contract doesn't see its end, because if you get to a Final Four, you have another magical run that ends up the next weekend, they're going to tear this contract up and redo it again, right? So that's what you're hoping is the end result, is by about the third year of this contract, well, we got to redo it, and they'll be adding years of extension. You got to keep guys on 5 years anymore. But that's the deal, is you're hoping he's making 4.5 because he got your team to the Final Four.
Anxious to see what the buyout is, too.
That's the key to this whole thing. And the numbers, you know, when you got 100 and, you know, in normal times, athletic department up there runs 130, 140 million a year type program. Another $300,000 or $400,000 a year to your basketball coach is not as significant as what's it going to cost you to fire him. And we found that out the hard way with Bielema. We found that out the hard way with a couple of football coaches. This is the first time we've seen Hunter Yurecek negotiate under these circumstances, and I'm interested to see what happens with the buyout both ways. What's it cost Musselman to leave? What's it cost Arkansas to fire the coach?
I heard a rumor on yesterday's program from Clay Henry that he said, and I quote, that you guys had spoken to me getting a raise if I cut my hair. Is that what my raise is contingent upon, is me cutting my hair?
I think just it's a condition of employment. It's a COE. I mean, you may not get to keep your job without it. I think Clay misunderstood the conversation. There was no monetary tie-in. It was,
this is
getting unkept and unprofessional, and it looks... It doesn't project the image of being the host of the Morning Rush. We may have to do something with this, or, you know, or just, it's just time to move on. Listen, you know,
this is the fourth host or co-host that sat in this chair, and easily the best hair of any of those four. And you
because
want
everybody listening,
or the worst.
Yeah. Everybody on the radio just
best tuned,
yeah.
Or worst, either way.
And what I said yesterday, and I'll say this again, you present the businessman, the dad, the fun sucker, and I have to alleviate that to some extent. I have to provide the jazz, the toting the line, the certain aspects that you can't do because you're the presentational side of the business.
So when
does he start being fun?
Well, I love when he gets...
You won't let me talk about certain aspects. I mean, I just...
You can tell he's serious because
I'm
his vocabulary goes up.
Yeah, and his voice.
His voice changes.
He gets back into puberty.
What's that called? Yeah. Inflection? Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah, you inflect, all right.
No.
Inflection of the voice?
No. So...
I'm just doing my part. Do whatever to do to keep the lights on.
I'd be getting my haircut then. Yeah. If you're going to keep the lights on, you better get a haircut.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
That's right. COE's on the line here, brother.
Let me ask you this. Have you had a single client tell you that I'm not going to do business with you guys if Ty keeps his hair like this?
Hey, bring that list in. Yeah, we got a list going. Bring the list in from the other room.
A blank sheet of paper. So if you're so taken aback.
There's about 7 or 8 at least that said, hey, can you have SmackDown do the ad? Because Ty's hair just isn't really the image we want for our business.
Yep.
You can't be, if you're so taken aback by the best hair in Arkansas sports media, I don't really know.
I think it's second.
I don't really know.
Maybe third at best. Who's... From the bottom, you know. From the bottom.
You know what Jason said when I asked him? This was this was probably the best part of his Trust in the Process episode. He goes, and I wanted him to say this. I was leading him into this. I go, Jason, who has the best hair in Arkansas sports media? He goes, Mike Irwin.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It never changes. Absolutely.
I love Mike.
We're not saying you need to shave your head. Just keep it. Trim it up a little bit.
They wouldn't have let that. They didn't let that go at Little Rock Christian. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
you were raised.
There are rules. There's no rules here.
Oh, touching the collar. We got too much hair touching the collar.
There's too many rules at that school. So I'm in too much of a good mood. But we will do a little What's Your Beef Wednesday.
What is wrong with you?
I want to complain.
I'm complaining.
I want to complain about
complaining.
It really pisses me off today.
To simply listen to people whine and complain.
I'm angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm complaining because not enough people tickle, hug, or smile.
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs.
It's time for What's Your Beef Wednesday.
You're laughing at text.
Well, I mean, I think Jonathan brings up a great point. The thought that you have better hair than David Basil is just laughable.
That's very true.
David Basil with the best hair all day long, according to Jonathan. Absolutely.
David's the most in shape, the best looking, but he doesn't have better hair than me. And I think he's going to be
the total package.
I think he's going to be joining me for Trusting the Process this week. We'll have to wait and see on that, but that's just
one of you can be Vidal and the other Sassoon.
Exactly.
that's just not a true statement. Let's just be honest.
How's that not true?
That he has better hair.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's
a factually incorrect statement.
Factually incorrect.
I typically buy relatively middle tier shampoo. I upped the ante. The best men shampoo that was in Walmart.
What is that?
Hang on.
Say that again.
Men's shampoo and conditioner that was in Walmart.
Walmart. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It had this,
that just proves your point though, David.
Exactly.
Like, better hair.
It's like 10 bucks a pop. I never spend that much money. Oh,
I'm gonna start needing
a stipend for my shampoo, Tommy.
Yeah.
All right, we're brought to you this morning on a What's Your Beef Wednesday.
Turn that in. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah. You can expense it.
Yeah.
It's an asset. You expense your assets. Mm-hmm. We're brought to you by CJ's Butcher Boy Burgers this morning. I got a text from our brother earlier this week. He said two conditions this weekend. Drinking lots of beer at Hog Pen and going to CJ's. That was literally his only two conditions from coming up and from Dallas this weekend. I guarantee that we stop on by. I think our plan is to go on Saturday morning around 11.
Bo Mattingly has better hair than you, according to Dustin Rogers.
Totally agree. Nah, that's just not true. So I think Keith would attest to my hair over at CJ's. And whether you're stopping in at the Russellville location or the Weddington location up in Fayetteville, you're going to get great food, great service, and some incredible burgers. Whether it's the
CJ's on Sunday, you get in there and you got to figure out the right combination for you. Whether it's bacon and mushrooms with whatever vegetables, and to me the thing that I find, pepper jack and cheddar on the burger. That's the way to go. Double cheese. Limit the vegetables. Use the fry sauces as your mayonnaise.
I think I'm going to get my shake, my fries, and my burger on Saturday morning. I'm really excited about it. CJ's Butcher Boy Burgers. When all you do are burgers, they have to be the best, and they are at CJ's. You want to start your beef?
Well, I mean,
I guess my beef is that... I'll let you go.
I've got a couple this morning, and we've had a few on the pollen and the allergies, and I'm with everybody. Well, my wife is just really battling the allergies right now. They're not killing me right now, but my eyes are itch. Everybody, and then the hardest part is everything around your house, your car, everything's covered in that yellow pollen. So I'm with you. We've had about 20 of those this morning texted in about the pollen and the allergies. So I'll just...
Popping allergy pills like nothing.
Unbelievable. Lord. Here's the other one. Was away the last couple of days. Stayed at a nice hotel in the Branson area. And no ice machine. No availability. Show up to the room. Stop by. Got me a healthy drink of choice to enjoy in the room when I got there. No ice. We have reached a point where COVID is now the excuse for everything. There's an ice bucket in the room. There's clearly at some point there was the ability to go get ice and consume cold drinks in your room. But now we had to take the ice machine out because of COVID. You still got free coffee in the lobby. What do you got coffee and donuts? What do you mean COVID? And so that's my beef. It's not the fact that there wasn't the ice. And the solution was, well, we can send you on a shuttle to the store. You can buy a bag and come back. That's not going to cut it for me. My beef is this. Have y'all noticed that everything that goes wrong anywhere in society, it's now a COVID issue?
COVID related.
Now we have reached the point where no ice at the hotel is now a COVID issue.
Okay.
I didn't think COVID would live on ice.
There was ice in the Indianapolis hotel. You know why I know that? Because there wasn't enough room in our mini fridge for the cold beverages, so I had to put more in the ice machine.
Right.
So in the bucket or whatever. So we did have that, but I can understand how that's frustrating, because that's one of the best parts in a hotel is the clean sheets and the ice.
Yeah. So, you know, the only way to get even was to pack up some of their nice towels and bring them back home, right? Barely zipped my bag up yesterday.
Golly.
That's the only way to get even with them.
So you were speaking to when you and Mrs. Laura went to, was it Cabo St. Lucas, and there was a bunch of Tennessee kids?
Yeah,
Knoxville.
It was a couple years ago, yeah.
I wonder if Hannah Ann was there, but one of the...
They were there for a Bible study.
I can just see all these kids with their Yeti coolers and just running up the ice. And you never have and never able to get ice because they're just filling it up nonstop 24/7. So have you made sure on your trip this year to Cabo St. Lucas, Tommy, that there's not a spring break trip that's going with you? Because that's the last
time. No, because we're going in June, so...
Not spring break, but a college trip. Well, hopefully there won't be anyone down there that you have to
It wasn't all bad. Yeah. It wasn't all bad having 300 co-eds there. Yeah, it wasn't all bad.
I need to go to Knoxville. Experience the Knoxville life.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Brought to you by Breeden RV Center.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.